Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium.
Very true.
Baseball begins in the spring, the season Football begins in the fall when everything is dying.
Oh,
in football, you wear a helmet. In baseball, you wear a cap.
I like baseball, though.
I was going to say, aren't you like a huge baseball fan?
Yeah.
I don't hate baseball. It's just, I'll let him talk about it.
Baseball's concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
He does make good points.
In football, you receive a penalty. In baseball, you make an error.
I like how he changes his voice when he talks
about baseball.
In baseball?
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls.
That's why we love it.
Baseball has the sacrifice.
I like that.
That's about it.
Football is played in any kind of weather.
That's fine.
Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field. Can't read the yard markers. Can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue.
That's awesome.
In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play. I can't come out to play. It's raining out.
Oh, man. So bad. So
small difference in sports.
In football, the object is for the quarterback.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the field general.
Tom Brady.
To be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun.
Yep.
With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line.
Perfect. Man, I love this guy.
Baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home.
Oh my God,
that's George Carlin, man.
Very cool. You said the name. I didn't know the name, but I know what he looks like.
Right? Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Great fucking comedian. Miss him. He passed away a few years back. But
he's dead?
Yeah, he passed
away.
Holy shit,
I didn't know he's dead.
And he has so many great fucking he's harsh. He talks mad shit on everything, obviously, but he's great, man, and I miss him as a comedian. Dude, one of my favorite comedians of all time. Him, Richard Pryor, have to be up there. So anyways, dude.
Very cool.
Welcome to another episode of the Comic Syndicate, episode 126. I'm here with my boy, finally.
I'm back.
I was gonna point to you and be like,
I don't know how many times I saw Jesus in the last 2 weeks. I was dying. I was dying like 4 times. I was so sick, dude, and get sick, and it fucked me up so bad.
Yeah, you got sick back to back weeks. It looks like.
Yeah, so I guess the doctor was saying that your body fights off the first one, and then it's so fucking fucked up.
You used all your white blood cells to kill you have so little now that the next one kicks in and you're fucked.
So right
you're
after,
pretty fucked.
Right after Patriots lost, I went home
and cried.
I was pissed. I mean, I was mad.
So that's why you used all your white blood cells to fucking in tears.
I was just fucking bawling, right? And then I woke up in the middle of the night.
Your face was all poofy.
I woke up in the middle of the night, and every time I swallowed, my ears would just hurt, like a bad hurt.
Ear, throat infection?
Yeah, starting of an ear infection.
Yeah, that's what happens.
The throat, and it was just like, I even called out at work. I mean, it's all a doctor. That's how bad it was.
No. I'm glad you're okay, man.
But yeah, I'm back in business, ready to fuck this up.
Awesome, man. Well, we had to play some George Carlin football because this is the big game weekend. I don't think we can say the SB, but the big game.
Big game. I mean,
the NFL, you think they'll fucking helm this and be like, you owe us fucking $50 million for saying The bowl of...
I don't know. They probably come after. They suspend us.
Probably. We're ballsy enough to play the fucking art normal intro.
Jesus.
But I think Dre is cooler than the NFL by far.
Yeah. I'm a little more afraid of Dre than the NFL.
I think I'm more afraid of the NFL. But anyways, dude, okay, man. Good to have you back. Episode 126. Funny how you missed last week and we finally get shout-outs when you're gone.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got shout-outs for your when you did solo?
Yeah. Nice. They went both ways, I think.
Okay.
I know you read this one, dude. What? Come on, man. What's going on here? I've been waiting like for like 4 weeks for a new episode. You're still upset about week 17. You know who that one was?
That was Miami, right?
That was Albert. Yeah, that Albert. Was on Facebook, dude.
You know, all the haters, they just climb out of their fucking rocks. They pick the rock up, and they walk out. And they gotta give their fucking 2 cents.
Nah, dude, fucking Albert's dead.
I know, I'm just fucking with you, Albert.
But it was funny that he said that, and he even sent us a message on Twitter. How do you get secondhand smoke from a pod? And then he plugs our link.
Nice.
And he's like, so thanks, I'm glad he listens still. I don't know how many people chimed in. I hope you caught it. I gave you nothing but love that show.
I tell you, I caught a little bit of it, yeah.
Okay, I think I did a lot better than the last time.
You sounded more boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I fucking killed so many fucking topics. It was like a regular show, but just no one to bounce the ideas off.
You're talking about secondhand smoke, like, because I vape?
No, because in the garage, I guess I was smoking a lot, but I found myself unable to take a swig, like, here.
Oh, I'm break.
Able to, yeah. So it was harder for me to smoke, I think, but I guess that's what he said. So that was
You're going to have to sound a lot different today, too, because I haven't vaped for about a month.
Good.
So I've quit the... I've quit vaping.
Completely. No smoking, good.
Expensive. I've been buying books.
Harley Quinn figures.
Statues. I've been buying books.
Which is cool.
Expensive.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead, bro.
Okay, next one's going to be on Facebook. Lynn, she says, feel better, Adam. Great articles, Josias. I have a question, though. What happened to survival of the fittest? She says, sperm bots. If they can't swim on their own, they really don't deserve the egg, which I agree with. One of the articles I brought up is technology to put...
Sperm inside an egg?
No. Like microorganisms, like think of Tony Stark nanobots.
Okay.
You can put those in the sperm, and you can guide those weak eggs to the fucking sperm. But I agree with fucking Lynn here. Is like how survival of the fittest. Straight up.
If your sperm doesn't know which direction to go,
they don't need to be around.
Take it out. I mean,
they're gonna be on Idiots of the Week.
Yeah, they're in the wrong hole anyways.
Exactly. Another one on Facebook we got, dude, was a message that I didn't get to read. I'm glad you started chatting with her, dude. Karina Delgado.
Yes.
She's Stark, dude, on her podcast, dude.
It scared me because I read it. I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't meet you.
Yeah, she says, hey there, I met one of the hosts at their job. And then she's in parentheses, theater, he made me coffee before Star Wars. I'm the girl who has a comics podcast of her own. We're at Comics, Booze, and Profanity. I was wondering if you guys were interested in maybe working together. Love what I've heard so far. Keep up the good work. I think she's Stark on there, dude, because she's the only girl on there. Shooting shit with her, I met her, you know, obviously. And cool chick, dude. And even the podcast is really good.
I listened to the last one. It was pretty good. I liked the really good sound quality and the
host. No,
the reviews.
The reviews were good.
Good.
Yeah. Long show, but it was a good show too, dude. So yeah, you and Karina were definitely down to do something. Adam and I have to figure out
time,
sickness, schedule. Yeah, and time. And she said they record on Sunday, I believe.
Oh, on Sundays.
But we'll figure something out with them.
The day of Christ. I don't know, man.
Well, now that football's over.
Yeah, fuck my life.
And then the last message we got on Facebook was, Sergio says, best show ever.
You know what, Serge? He's always his two fucking word liners, man. I swear to God, man.
But that was good, man.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then last person says, on Twitter, dude, at For the Vanette Man of the Beaner, not bad at all. Did miss the banner back and forth. You delivered a pod, but the other element was just missing.
Yes, I mean I'm glad you backed me up and took it while I was sick, man.
I didn't want to record without you, but I needed. I was getting withdrawals, so straight up.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, I think I did a lot better last fucking episode. Like I was consistent all the way through. Didn't stutter or fucking. It was just like it's harder to talk alone.
Yeah.
And I fucking hit what.
I would never be able to do it. There's fucking no way.
I think it could.
I can't read, so.
Awesome, dude. And yet our podcast is about reviews. Awesome.
Yes.
Last one is gonna be Instagram from Yayo _Mr. Big Geek AC. Thanks a lot, homie. He says, dude, you knocked that shit out of shit out on the solo tip. Good shit, dude. Hashtag, who needs the beaner?
Oh, that's my favorite everybody one. Needs the beaner, buddy. Besides Jesus. Wow. So
very fucking cool. But again, dude, I was at, we didn't get total shit for that. And it's tough to do it by
it's
yourself.
It's not
dude.
A party without beans. Come on, man. Jesus.
All right, man. We have the big game this fucking weekend. Sunday. Yes, Sunday. What are you going to do for Sunday?
Probably watch it with my dad. He doesn't want to watch it with.
Cool. Are you down to talk football? I have what the fuck news Jesus shit
list. Yeah, I'm done. I'm
all right, cool. Because we're probably going to do it. It's going to be our last week. If anything, next week we're going to be like, that was a good game or it was a shitty game.
It's going to be a blowout.
I think so.
Even if my Patriots would have went, Panthers would still have beat
us. I think so, right?
I have to say it. Mm-hmm. Panthers are on another level with both teams.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Although that Denver defense is still fucking consistent and pretty sick, dude.
Oh, they sacked Brady so much, dude.
Yeah, it was so fun to watch. That's what made you sick, so your little tummy. Times. So I have a few things we can go through, dude. I have prop bets for us, which are going to be fun to do. And then I have, well, we can do the prop bets real quick. Are the Panthers, or let's do one article real quick, and it's not even an article. Okay. One question, are the Panthers too relaxed for the Super Bowl?
Damn, that's a good question. No, you think these guys just have it in the bag, like, fuck Broncos. They could barely score up.
You know what? Their
12-yard
in their own passes. Division, they lost to Atlanta. And Atlanta has been a shitty team all year. Against your own division, that's when you kind of take it easy. Yeah, you kind of look at them like a pushover, and then, yeah. Now I think that humbled them, and, like, we shouldn't take every game so lightly. I like how relaxed they are because they're fucking having fun playing fucking a fucking game. Yeah. And that's all it fucking is a game.
They are having fun. I mean, they're fucking with the fans. They're fucking...
Which is awesome. They're having fun with
If you're winning, you're having fun.
That's true.
If they're losing, they're not going to be having so much
Even
fun.
Even throughout my season, dude, like, our boys were having fun crippled. Jesus. Steelers were having so much fucking fun. And we got to make it as far as we did.
I don't know if Roethlisberger was having fun with a broken...
No, but like we were able to survive.
Yeah, you guys did,
We did good. But Antonio Brown, as much fun as he was having, as he was doing front flips, he was mounting fucking field posts. Like he was having fun. That fucking sick catch from fucking Bryant was fucking pretty sick.
Yeah, went through the legs.
Yeah, that was nuts. Like that was pretty dope. They're having fun, and granted, too many injuries, but it's not about my team. I don't think. They're too relaxed. I think they're relaxed enough to the point where they're not letting it get to them, which they really shouldn't. Especially at a big game like this. Like, as long as they don't fuck up during this week, like, partying and, like, excessive partying.
Yeah. I mean, they shouldn't be partying, right?
It's your first week out there, dude.
Maybe should be, I don't know. I think
Frisco. I mean, I don't know.
Now, do you think the Broncos are going to go opposite where they're not so relaxed? That this? I mean, this could
well,
be...
Well, Peyton Manning's not going to do anything. He's
going
to
be the last game. This is last.
Possibly.
I heard that he told his friends. Well, yeah. He used to be friends now, I guess.
Yeah.
His last game.
Yeah. He hasn't announced it yet, though.
You know, what happened last time when he was in the Super Bowl?
He got smoked.
The fucking first play over his head. So I'm gonna be, my whole family, I don't know how.
Your sister's a Denver fan?
Everyone's a fucking Denver fan of my family. I go in there with my
New England,
and I get fucking trash thrown at me.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, where did all this orange come from?
That's awesome. I saw that picture. I even spoke about that too. Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Okay, so you again, yes or no, are they too relaxed for the Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think Clay Newton is...
Cam, but yeah.
Cam, sorry. Cam. He's in my fantasy league.
Cam Chowder. Sounds good. We'll grab some after this.
I think he's matured as a quarterback, yeah. And I think he's ready to win.
And then last season, he was fucking hurt. And then midseason, he flipped his truck in a car accident three times.
I remember that.
He wore literally Kevlar chest plate, and he was still fucking playing. Like, homeboy is having fun. I don't hate on the dude. A lot of people are hating on him
right now. For sure.
I don't get where it's coming from.
His cockiness. His fucking Superman pose.
I don't think it's
pose.
Cocky, dude.
I used to hate his Superman pose when he used to do that with a fucking...
I don't like Superman, and you're wearing a Superman.
I know. I didn't like that.
Okay. But, I mean, again, he's having... Okay, let's get to the next one. This isn't even an article, although it is. Broncos team bus in minor accident.
I just heard about that.
Okay. Fucking we don't have to go into it.
Tom Brady driving.
He cut off fucking the bus.
fuckers.
Yeah, so there were like two team buses. Somebody cut off the police escort on a motorcycle in front of them and caused the first bus, and then the second bus,
oh my god.
Now, as far as the reports, no one's hurt, which is good. I mean, I want to see two teams at their best, right?
Right, so, right.
That's it. That's all I got for that. Okay, now I have prop bets.
Okay.
All right. This should be fun, dude. All right, first one's going to be the coin toss is going to be heads or tails.
I'm going to say heads.
You know what? I'm going to back you up on that for some reason, dude. Next one, which is going to be the first team to score, the Panthers or the Broncos?
I took the first one. I'm going to take the second one. Good choice.
Panthers are going to score first,
yes,
in my opinion. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. First score will be field goal, touchdown, or a safety.
Well, fucking, we had a safety last time. Remember?
That's true.
It's not going to happen again.
No, I don't think so. I'll say touchdown. Still, Panthers.
If Panthers take the ball first, it's going to be a touchdown. If Broncos take it, it's going to be a field goal. So I had to make a choice here.
You just went Panthers scoring first, though. Last prior bet.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'll have to back you up.
Touchdown?
Touchdown. All right. Let's be touchdown.
Which is going to be the highest scoring quarter? First, second, third, or fourth?
I think second. They blow up like the first two quarters and they kind of slow down third and fourth.
That's because they're up ahead so much. Yeah, that's like a good one. I'll say third.
Third quarter?
Just to throw it off, yeah. Total sacks for both teams, over or under 5 sacks?
Oh, shit.
Right? That's a good one. I'm going to say over.
Me too. I have to say over.
Okay.
The way Denver sacked Brady, like, fucking 20 times.
20 times in one fucking game, dude. Yeah. Okay, longest field goal, and it's for both teams. Oh. It's going to be over 45.5 yards. No. I will take the under on that.
I'm going to take over.
Ooh, Adam's taking the over. I'll take the under because it's Santa Clara, it's still Bay Area, and the wind factor. It's windy as fuck.
I think it's going to be like
38.
Broncos are gonna pull.
They're gonna
to
go
right
for
there.
It. Yeah. Somebody, either team's gonna go for it, and they're gonna miss a long one. Mm-hmm. Total interceptions for both teams. Is it gonna be over 1.5? Let's go. Well,
1.5.
Total interceptions. I think Peyton's gonna throw 2 interceptions, so I'll go the over on that for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. He has to throw at least over 2.
And Cam might throw one too. I mean, that Denver defense is fucking sick. Total fumbles lost, and this is for both teams. So who do you think, which side's going to drop the ball first?
Denver.
Yeah. Now, what do you think the over or under on that 1.5? Oh, fumbles in the game. Two solid defenses. Under. There's got to be at least 2 fumbles. I'll go over on that.
I'm going to go under.
Ooh, interesting. Under. All right.
I think I don't see a lot of running from Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
But Denver
holds. Jonathan Stewart's pretty fucking sick. And Cam can run the fucking.
Denver holds the ball pretty good.
They hold the ball and they're good at batting it out too, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay, next one. Total penalties for both teams.
Oh,
over or under 12.5. I think they're both solid defenses. 12 penalties is a lot. That's I'm going to go under on that.
Me too, because even the Patriot game, there was not a lot of penalties.
Yeah.
I think it's under.
Cam Newton, passing yards.
Is
it going to be over or under 235 yards?
Oh, yeah, go over, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you have to go over.
Okay, next one's going to be Cam Newton rushing yards now.
Oh, okay.
Because he's a running quarterback, dude.
Right?
Is it going to be over or under 41 yards? It's going to be over. Even though that defense is fucking sick, it's going to be over 41
yards. Over 41
yards.
Rushing?
By himself?
No way. I'm gonna go under.
All right,
there's no way. I mean, he could do it, right?
But he's Superman.
That defense is so good, and his arm's so good. I don't know. I'm gonna go under on that one.
Okay, I like that, dude. All right. Peyton Manning, he's not a fucking running quarterback. Peyton Manning, passing yards, over or under 238 passing yards.
God, if they go under, they're losing, right?
Unless their defense does their job, like they've been doing for him all season.
He can't throw over fucking 15 yards.
No, better time. I'm going to go under.
Yeah, me too. I have to back you up.
All right, I like that, dude.
Jesus.
Peyton Manning completions. Here we go. Jonathan Stewart rushing yards. Over or under 68?
John Stewart.
They're running back for Carolina.
For Carolina. So it's going to be a shootout. I think it's going to be a fucking shootout, dude. So I'm going to say under. It's going to be a shootout.
I think I will back you up on that one. It's going to be a shootout. I will go opposite on that one for some reason.
Okay.
And then the next one's going to be C.J. Anderson rushing yards now, which is the running back for fucking Denver. Over or under 59?
Under.
I think it's going to be over.
Over?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be...
Yeah, because Denver's defense is better. I mean, Carolina's defense, a lot of people don't know. They're actually good. But can they stop a full-on... But are we going to get 100% Peyton Manning, though? Like, it, you know? So they're going to have to run the ball. So I think they can get it over, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's he going to do? Throw for fucking 500 yards?
That's true, right? That's true.
Next one, dude. How many times will Cam Newton do the celebration during... The Superman celebration the game. Over or under 2?
2.5. Oh, it's over. You gotta go over, dude.
Okay, so that means he has to do it 3 times for us.
Oh, okay.
Because the number is 2.5.
So he has to go 3.
Yeah.
He's scoring more than 3 fucking touchdowns. I know, right? Right, bro?
So he's gotta... I'll say over, right?
Maybe he does it with, like, first downs, too, right?
He doesn't fucking tie in his cleats.
Yeah, it's a fucking drinking Gatorade.
Exactly. Okay, so we're both on the over on that.
Okay.
Okay, next one. Stupid bet, but will the Golden Gate Bridge be shown during the broadcast? Yes or no?
Yes,
it has to, yeah.
Right? It's be all fogged out, probably, but yes.
Will Peyton Manning announce his retirement in the post-game interview? No, I'll see next year.
No.
Although he semi-said it already. All right. Here we go. This one was funny, dude. Who will the MVP mention first? So whoever it is. Whether it's Stewart, whether it's Olsen, whether it's Cam, whether it's Peyton, whoever it is. Will the MVP mention or thank first the team? Thank the coach? Will they thank God? Will they thank their city / fans? Or will they thank their family first?
Oh, man. I don't know if they're religious or not, you know? You don't know they're religious. You don't
if
know they're
Peyton selfish Manning bastards. Is the MVP.
He will
not thank God.
No, he's not religious, right?
I don't know. But I don't think so.
Fucking man.
He won't thank his
sinners.
Coach. Sinners. Forgot about that. He might thank his family first.
Manning will thank his family for sure.
I think so. Although, in my opinion, that motherfucker needs to thank his fucking team.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, thank you guys for keeping me alive.
His line has been like,
okay.
So we have to pick one, either one, doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I think, City fans team.
Fuck, that's tough. Because what if the other guy wins?
God. If Cam Newton wins, I think he's going to say, thank the city and the fans first.
I think Cam's going to thank God first.
I kind of do too, but I'm gonna gamble and I will say fucking city and fans.
Okay, if it's Cam, I'm going to say...
You gotta choose one.
I gotta choose
whoever
one.
The MVP might be.
Okay, I'm betting it's gonna be Cam.
Yeah, and you're gonna say God.
God. Yeah, I'll say God.
Cool. Which is not, I'm not hating. Yeah. Next one. Color of the liquid poured on the winning coach. Orange, blue, clear, green, red, yellow, or purple.
Grape?
What purple? Is purple stuff?
No, it's gonna be purple.
It's gonna be blue, I'm thinking. If Carolina wins, it's got to be
blue. They're not drinking blue Kool-Aid,
Blue Gatorade.
You think they're drinking blue Gatorade?
Carolina Panthers? Yeah. What color are they? They don't have black Gatorade.
Well, I mean, what do Raiders drink? Fucking caca?
Red?
Fuck.
Because all they do is shoot people and kill people?
I'm going to say yellow.
Okay.
Like Adam's fucking lemon, lime right there.
Okay. I'm going to go blue still, dude.
Got all right, you're probably fucking right, too. It's going to probably be blue.
Man, that's actually not all I have for fucking football. I have one last one. I have a good article, but again, dude, if this is going to be the last time we get to talk about football.
Do it, man.
Next week's only going to be like the whole...
We're going to all be depressed.
It's Cam Newton.
We're going to talk about the game, obviously.
Yeah, a little bit, but we're not going to go this in depth and having fun about it.
Mm-hmm.
Although we will. Next one's going to be an interesting article. This is actually a short article. Madden Super Bowl 50 simulation. EA Sports predicts Panthers versus Broncos winner.
How many times do they play it, right? They play it like 1,000 times or something?
No, just one time. One run through.
Who's playing?
Okay, now, hear me out. Okay. If you're having a hard time picking a winner, perhaps you'd like to know the official EA Sports Madden NFL 2016 simulation predicts the Carolina Panthers will defeat the Denver Broncos in thrilling fashion by a score of 24 to 20. I'm sorry about that.
Wow.
Now, let's hope the real game is this good. In the simulation depicted in the video above, Cam Newton and the Panthers jump out to a 17-0 lead at halftime. Peyton Manning and the Broncos come storming back to take a 20-17 lead in the fourth quarter.
That sounds like all right.
Then with 41 seconds remaining in the game, Newton scrambles and gets into the end zone for the game-winning touchdown. It's not just any run-of-the-mill scramble for a score. Newton punctuates the scamper with one of his signature dives into pay dirt. Per a press release provided to Bleacher Report from EA Sports, Newton won the simulated game's MVP on the strength of a 19 of 26 passing performance with 216 yards and a touchdown through the air to go with one on the ground. I think he's definitely going to score one.
Yeah, right, for sure. Least. The last one, though?
I don't know about the last
fucking, one. The fucking winning touchdown?
That's hard. That prediction is nuts. Jesus. Already. Now, but there's you got to listen to the numbers on this because it gets gnarly. Manny didn't embarrass himself as he completed 21 of 37 passes for 241 yards and two touchdowns.
Okay.
If this is the game fans get on Super Bowl Sunday, only Broncos Nation will be disappointed, which is true.
Right.
Now, trip out on this, dude. The Madden sim has been scary accurate in the past. Before you laugh off that prediction and say it's just a video game, you might want to consider how accurate Madden has been at predicting winners of the big game. Per the aforementioned press release, Madden has accurately predicted the Super Bowl 9 out of the last 12 years.
Fuck, 9 right? out of 12?
Right? If you found...
Dude, the fucking Vegas, dude.
Exactly. If you found a sports prognosticator who was right 70% of the time, you'd be advised to put some stock in their predictions.
Jesus.
Madden hasn't just predicted the winners the majority of the time in last year's Super Bowl. The game not only picked the New England Patriots to defeat the Seattle Seahawks, it also tabbed the final exact score 28-20.
Oh!
Right? Gnarly.
Wow!
Right?
There's some weird shit with Madden, too. The covers, everything. You know.
Okay, the Madden curse.
Madden curse.
Which is so true.
It's weird, right?
Yeah, totally. But again, dude, we love fucking football, dude. So how are those for stats and off the wall gnarly bets?
Very cool.
Now, a lot of podcasts are going to hit football, and they're going to do that probably at the end of the week. But that's us. We talk football. We're not going to get to talk about it much longer. So
it's very cool.
We had to take it, man. All right, dude. Anything you want to add at all?
Speaking of it, we won yesterday. So
awesome.
We won. We have two out of four. We've won. We have a game tomorrow. My top player jammed his finger. He is out. So we are going to
get... Oh, great. Tom Brady's gone?
Fucking raped. That's what we're going to get.
Is it a better team or a worse team than the last
one? I don't know if they're better or not, but he's our number one scorer. Like, he's our center. So he just kind of just... moves into the key and rebounds.
So you guys literally are fucked then.
Yeah, we're gonna lose back.
Yeah, well, good luck on that game.
One more game left, so we got two games left.
Awesome. So we can fill in some time now since football is not gonna happen anymore.
Shit.
I'm fucking beat, dude. I'm a little bit burnt out. I was cramming reading, which is never a bad thing, but it's
yeah. Just, the fucking they dropped on the wrong day, man.
There were a lot of it was a big comic drop for sure.
Yeah.
All right, dude, we can kill it now and then hit some comic news or anything else you want to add.
If I remember anything, we'll go through it.
Cool.
So sounds we will great, go straight. We'll take a break.
Come back with comic talk.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
Comic Talk. I missed this. A lot.
I want to go back into football. Nice, dude. All right, dude. We got some comic news, dude. Gotham episode warns Mr. Freeze's story will make people cry.
I saw that. I mean, you know what? His story is really tragic.
It really is. And I love villains for that reason, why they turn bad, what makes them tick.
And Mr. Freeze is like one of the saddest heartbreaking. Heartbreaking. I mean, I don't want to spoil it, but yeah. You already know.
Okay, next one's going to be Napoleon Dynamite's Jared Hess to direct a Nicktoons movie for Paramount. And the game plan behind this one, the animation feature, is said to bring together characters from the vast Nickelodeon library, from Rugrats to the Angry Beavers. And it's going to be like a Who Framed Roger Rabbit type fucking Nickelodeon movie. I'm kind of down with that, dude, with the cartoons. Rugrats, I was a fan
of. I love Rugrats.
So, I mean, shit like that would be kind of...
Fucking Chucky.
And, and it's different than shit that's out right now for the
most part. It's something different, you know?
Yeah. Next one you're going to probably dig on, Stephen Amell to guest star as 2046's Green Arrow in DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Which character?
Amell's Oliver Queen will sport a goatee and be missing his left arm when he encounters Rip Hunter's team in Legends of Tomorrow. That is the fucking Batman versus Superman fucking the Dark Knight.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the Green Arrow that fucking is...
Have you seen Legends of Tomorrow yet?
I have not.
Okay, I saw the first episode. All I have enough fucking in me is give everything one episode. I want to watch more.
More of it?
I want to watch more of everything. Gotham 2 is going to get better.
It's just like all the C characters are in one movie. That's cool.
Time jumping fucking shit. But it was good.
Hawk Girl's hot.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's hot.
I've seen her in Flash. She was good.
That one was interesting. And then on top of that one, dude, Secret Legends of Tomorrow Image teases Golden Age Sandman as well. So it's kind of cool about this show is they get to play with the whole fucking toy bag of fucking characters they have. So classic Golden Age Sandman was the one with the fucking gas mask. The Sandman we know.
They're putting fucking...
He's a DC character, dude.
Oh, wow. Vertigo, yeah.
Yep. So that's why I'm more intrigued by these Legends of
Tomorrow. Wow.
Next one's going to be interesting for both of us. Conroy and Hamill return for Justice League action on Cartoon Network.
Yes.
Right? Give me more Kevin Conroy.
The original and I like the art, Batman. Too. That Justice... Like, remember all the cartoons were like that art? Mm-hmm. That with the kind of like the square face. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And then they went away from it.
Now, the animation is not that same fucking animation, though. It's just the voice actors are back. So Hamill, Mark.
Well, I saw the pictures. They look a little like the same kind of like we'll square pull up face.
We'll trailer, dude. Okay. Afterwards, dude. But I'm curious about that. Next one, Archie Comics based series Riverdale gets pilot order at CW.
I heard about that too.
It's gonna be modern age, straight up.
So fucking Archie trying to bang Betty or whatever.
No, Jughead. Pretty much Betty and Veronica just fucking double teaming his cock. It's on CW, and he's gonna be a buff fucking white kid.
So. Buff white kid, blonde hair with like spiky hair. Yeah. So, just the way I like it.
I'm so down with it, dude. I mean, I don't...
You watch the first episode, right? Like,
of course. Okay. And then fucking bail. X-Men Apocalypse director Singer hints at future franchise involvement. So he admits he wants to be the filmmaker to make the big decisions in the X-Men movie franchise. He said this was going to be his last one, but he's like, I love these characters. And he's a fucking fan.
Well, let's see this. Let's see how this movie works out. Age of Apocalypse,
I agree, dude. Next one's going to be, this one came out today, I believe, DC Entertainment still has plans for live-action Titans. Although TNT passed on a Teen Titans drama, Jeff Johns suggests that this might not be the end for the project.
It's a lot of characters.
A lot of good characters, dude.
You know, this isn't fucking Arrow, and each character is a superhero in their own part.
Yeah.
I mean, they can have their own comic book. Arrow, you're not going to have those guys in their own comic books, so it's going to be huge.
Yeah. Next one, we're going to do Conk Talks, I guess, dude. Comic news. DC Comics revamps Hanna-Barbera characters with Jim Lee, Parker, Connor, Shaner, and more. Scooby-Doo Apocalypse, Flintstones, Future Crest are all going to be new DC titles that are 21st century.
Flintstones?
The art looks good. I was a fan of as a kid. Do I want to read Flintstones or the Jetsons? I don't
think Are they so. Trying to go for the younger crowd? I think
they're just trying to...
And then why would they go Flintstones?
To revamp them. To make them current.
Would you read it? Out of all the fucking...
DC comics 15
books we read?
And that's on a fucking bat. That's on a slow day. I don't care.
Nah, I wouldn't read them.
Yeah. I mean, the next one's going to be a DC Rebirth. Rumors involve new creators, new series, cancellations, and more.
Stop. Just fucking stop.
Now, this is just a rumor, dude.
God.
It has not been clarified if Rebirth is a hard, new 52-style continuity reboot. The rumored changes coming to the DC Universe this summer, possibly following issues number 52 of the title still standing from the original New 52 launch, which is only 12 of them.
This is stupid, right? Every year they're rebooting it, redoing it. They're gonna have to redo Batman for sure because Snyder's leaving.
He's off of it. So he's gonna be doing Detective Comics now. A lot of titles are quote unquote, and again, these are rumors. Grayson, Starfire, Black Canary, Midnighter, and Dr. Fate may end before Rebirth, this DC's big event.
Jesus.
And they might be going to their original teams. Mm-hmm. With the end of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, they're also predicted to get canceled. And wow. There might be a Trinity, which is...
Oh, Trinity comic where you have all three of them? Yeah.
Which isn't bad.
Mm.
And then, let's see, a number of books are rumored to launch as part of Rebirth, including The Superman and Man of Steel. How many Superman titles do we need? New Green Lantern and Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps. I think I would read the Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps.
There's so many Green Lanterns.
Yeah, Peter Tomasi is rumored to be the new Superman writer. I love Tomasi's fucking writing. I think he can fucking do something.
What book did he read?
He did the Batman Detective Comics. Batman and Robin.
Okay, yeah, I like him.
And he did the Silent Issue too.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and he's still doing a Batman Son of, or Robin Son of Batman.
Okay.
Which I'm loving anyways. Next one's dude is... Oh, fuck, dude. What else, dude? Nightwing is going to bail because he might get his own fucking... Or, I'm sorry, Grayson will get canceled because he might come back as Nightwing.
Really?
It's about fucking time, dude.
It's weird how they take, like, these diversions.
Yeah.
Like, do we really need Grayson as a fucking...
An agent?
Agent of, you know... He could have been running around as Nightwing, right?
He could have, dude.
And banging chicks.
That's what he's doing anyways, dude. And it's weird the weights are in. But anyways, dude. So that's DC shit.
DC's a
Black Knight's going to get canceled.
That's a fucking mess, dude. Yeah. You know what? That's not... I didn't know you
liked
it.
And he said straight up, it's not selling. Like, yeah. There's nothing you can do. It's out of our hand. But at least the writers and artists are more honest for Marvel. Like, fuck it. It's not selling. It's a bummer, but... you know, especially new artists and writers that are trying to get their name out, and it's just not working out, you know? It sucks, dude.
Yeah.
And DC is like, no, we're just going to shuffle these bad boys all over the place.
It's that, I mean, the 12 o'clock shuffle, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is, dude. All right, dude. Anywhere you want to start, dude, comic reviews.
We'll go comic reviews. I will start with, I like Deadly Class this week.
Daily Class was good.
It was really good. This is like...
Rick Remender, Wes Craig is the artist, Jordan Boyd is the inker.
This is right after season... They had a break.
They did actually have a break.
So this is coming back, and it's all hell on rats.
Yeah.
Now, I was a little confused. It's just like...
The final exam is to kill rats, pretty much.
Like rats as in, I ratted on you, or is it like rats, like they're just like... Fucking rodents, like...
No. Like, I ratted on you.
Or
the people that don't have enough balls to follow through with the killings. Who aren't so involved in being a deadly class member. Taking the whole curriculum as, you know...
Okay.
Because there's so many assassins kids. A lot of dumb kids, too, though.
And they need to get rid of... They need to weed them out.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So that's the best way to put it.
The main character is on the run with his... His crew, they're trying to get out before they are assassinated.
Yeah.
They pick up a weaker guy. I kind of think they picked up this guy to take
kind
a fall.
Kind of funny, dude, because he looks like Archie straight up. And he's like, but I'm fucking Richard. Everyone fucking loves me. Who the fuck are you fucking Richard? And I love Marcus.
Like a bullseye, like a scope on him, too.
But even the bullies are like, nah, man, that's fucking Richard. I can't fucking kill him. And it's stupid, but... Funny too at the same time.
It is.
A lot of kids are just getting fucking arms chopped off. Like, it's literally kids dying.
Homeboy has like a bloody nose. He's got fucked up somewhere, right? So that they take him in. We get a little insight on the fat kid, Marcus's roommate,
which Chubster
was giving information to the.
He was acting innocent the whole time through, but he was reading Marcus's diary and he was coming up with his own plan, and literally like. He is a bully, and then
he's kind of like a kingpin now. I like how
totally, dude.
The picture instead of a cigar, it's like a fucking
Snickers.
Snickers. with the rapper,
well,
right?
Well, he's only 12 years old.
Right.
But it's the next panel was cool because since you're on that, like, you know, one of the bullies comes up. He's like, hey, motherfucker, you're taking credit for all these kills. He's like, yeah, you're going to continue to. I'm going to surpass the last person who had the biggest kill number.
So I need, like, two more kills. And
you're going to give those to me. He's like,
why is he going to give it to him?
He's like, because I have video recordings of you sucking your boyfriend off. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's pretty much
it. I mean, and the homeboy's like, okay, okay.
Okay, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, so the way homeboy, like you said, he's a little kingpin, literally straight up.
He's used, you know what he is? He's kind of like the Penguin.
Manipulating
people. Very manipulating. Yeah. So he gets it. He needs to get these kills. He gets his fat chick still there that Marcus banged. She's all in love with him.
That might have, we don't know if she's pregnant. She told Marcus she's pregnant, right?
I think she was playing, I hope.
I hope so too, dude. But imagine fucking. Anyway, so anyways, yeah, she's all over his jock. And it's now Marcus and fucking not Saya by that point, right?
Yeah.
It goes into Saya and
The black kid.
Not Marcus.
But, fuck was his name?
Not Dre. Dre. I want to say Dre, dude. And they're trying to get away from
his old crew. His old crew's after him. Bunch of gangsters are running. I do like this part. Like she loves this guy. Or likes him, right? She's banging him,
yeah, yeah.
And he's a total puss right now.
He is. And initially his background was pretty much like Marcus, he told Marcus, like, I wasn't able to fucking kill these guys, which we realize now in this issue wasn't a lie. Like, he's like, I froze up, but
The reason why he did was nuts, right?
It was cool, but it was, like, fucked up.
Like, so the backstory is
his father was a gangster, a fucking druggie. Yeah. Right? And he was selling drugs.
He was selling drugs. And some other gang came in there. He told it, the dad
give
told
me your
kid,
money, puto. And then the kid, little homeboy.
Fucking Uzi's everybody. The mom, the dad. He uses everybody in the room on accident. So he kills his dad.
That's why he feels guilty about hurting anybody now. So that's pretty much it. They get ambushed eventually by that crew. And Saya holds her own. Saya's a badass, just straight up.
She does hold her own, but she does get the, she gets at the end where she can't.
Fight back.
But
it's kind of a cop out too, right? Yeah, yeah.
So the boyfriend comes and shoots the last gang member, saving Saya. But like we said, that's kind of it's up in the air.
Yeah, and he's like, I know you're better with your sword than that.
Yeah.
So she's kind of giving him confidence, I guess, dude.
They get called to the headmaster. He's fucking pissed. That's a motherfucker because he's like, hey, Marcus has already left the fucking school. Yeah. You guys are supposed to go over there and kill him. What the fuck's going on? And, pretty much it's like that. Like, you know, you don't fail me or you're going to be fucked up.
Yeah. So now the two kids, are they going to follow through with the headmaster's call or are they going to kill Marcus? And Marcus, technically...
is Rick Remender.
So pretty much, I mean, so right, in a nutshell. Right. But you know what? I want to fucking talk to Rick Remender because I'm like bullshit. None of this.
I was gonna say because we've been in panels with Remender,
and we even asked this question. Like, no,
you
really,
herpes? You have herpes?
Yeah, dude. It's like, and we kept raising our hands. Like, he's like, no, again, you two. I do not have herpes.
He said everything,
and then the other one raises our hand, like. Because I just read...
Yeah, you fucked a fetch it?
So, yeah. So, awesome. It was a good one.
It was a good book. I like it.
The colors, the art, the ink, I love. So that was good. This one's not book of the week. I'm just going to hit it real quick. We are Robin number 8. It's pretty much Duke. Oh, that's what I was calling him. Duke. It's Duke Thomas. He's back to... he's back to the grind looking for his parents now. So he's the one after the Joker fucking toxin went off. Fucked up everyone. They've been lost for the longest time. He became a We Are Robin kid. Now looking into the mental institutes now to find his parents. Finally comes across one where he thinks his parents are. He meets a doctor. But the beginning of the issue is kind of fucked up, dude. We see a young kid in some sort of a juvenile detention center. And he's in a fight, literally. He gives inner monologue where it's like, my parents... did this to me. Like, they wanted the perfect kid, so whatever he looked like before, they were into plastic surgery, so they literally put money into you're kind of an ugly kid,
you ugly
so bastard. We're gonna take you to get plastic surgery.
And then the first one didn't work, and the second one didn't work, and it's like, you're still fucking ugly. So this kid feels total neglect, I guess, and literally child abusement.
Right.
By that point, emotionally, emotionally, physically, dude. Physically, yeah. So he's in jury, and he gets out finally. His mom, actually, his dad picks him up. His dad's a fucking dickhead, and takes him to the house, and everyone, his mom's a fucking bitch to him too. And this kid has always had this emotion, this feeling that he likes, or yeah, he likes the fucking Joker, dude. So he has posters up in his room. He finally gets home, and it's like, all right, tomorrow you're gonna get a fucking job. You're gonna fucking be a lot better. You're gonna be, you know, we want this and this and that out of you. And again, after being home for so long, it's like, mom, I missed you too. As you know, like, they have this fucking regret for fucking having this fucking kid, dude. And I kind of get where homeboy's coming from, but okay, this wasn't book of the week, dude. I liked it honestly because we honestly see the We Are Robin kid with that had loving parents. We see Duke looking for his parents and finally finding them, but seeing them when he finds them are so fucked up still with the Joker toxin that they still have these giant smiles they can't fucking wipe off their fucking face. And they're not even coherent. And then going back to this kid, like, he goes to his room and it's like, you know, they just shit on him. It's like, no, fuck you. We want you out of here. And he's like, what about, you know, these procedures you guys kept putting me through? And then the parents are still like, it's always about you, isn't it?
Wow.
Right? And it's fucked up.
Thanks, Mom.
Exactly. But again, like, I think the coolest thing about this comic was seeing both sides, like, if you're raised properly compared to if you're raised shit on. And Duke Thomas looking like at his parents like, fuck, this sucks, I'm sorry guys. And then literally the kid going to his room, opening up a vent and pulling out a gun and literally fucking off and off his parents.
Jesus.
But again, he's been obsessed with the Joker, so now he fucking paints like the Joker type face. Mm-hmm. So again, it was cool in that aspect, seeing both sides of it. I know We Are Joker is going to start up soon. I hope it wasn't DC just like, We Are Robin is doing so well, so let's do We Are Joker. But if this is a kickstart to
it's DC.
It's DC. That's why I didn't. Something
did well.
Yeah, so let's make more of it. That's DC. And so that's DC being DC. We fucking. Anyways, it was not book of the week, but it was cool from the aspect scene again, like how good breeds good and how bad nature versus nurture type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. That's all I got for that.
Very cool.
Go for it.
Since I stopped vaping, I've been able to buy fucking comic books now, and I've been buying a lot,
which is good.
Hardback, deluxe stuff. So I got the
deluxe, whatever this is.
The Last Man, Volume 1, deluxe.
That really is a fucking deluxe.
It's fucking beautiful. I read all 10 in one day, all 10 issues. Man. It's a really good story. It's about a guy named Rorik, and he is the last man standing. But I do like the fact that there's like a couple things we don't know why he is. They gave us little hints where he has like this medallion. That could be it. Or he has a fucking monkey on him.
Mm.
That might be it, why he is. There's a girl that he meets that she clones herself and she gives birth. And when she gave birth, all the men died. So this book is about... Go ahead.
No. Oh. I've only read maybe like the first trade paperback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right after that I stopped collecting. So I was out of comics for such a long time. Mm-hmm. I have not read or don't know...
Oh, you need to read this.
Yeah, that's what I've heard before. And a lot of people have told me, like, dude, this is up your alley.
It's really good. So, all the men are dead. He's the only one alive. And his male monkey is the only thing that's alive from animals. A male. Anything with a Y chromosome is dead.
Yeah.
And
it's more just bitches fucking killing off fucking
men. Yeah, so there's all different types of crews, I guess. I would call them crews.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's looking for his sister. His mom's in the upper house. The thing I like the most about it is, like, it shows you how much men, like, this book tells you, like, there's, like, how many women pilots were there? Mm. None. Right? Mm. There's a barely, very, very little amount. So all there's, like, 5,000 planes went down. How many men were doing electricity?
Their normal day-to-day jobs and just croaking.
And then it shows you how, like, you know, the women really have to start doing stuff on their own. So it's a real struggle. So,
which is interesting.
Yeah, they give like 95% of this, 99% of this,
okay,
10% of this. Yeah. So anyways, to get back to the story, Warwick is searching for his, trying to get to his girlfriend in Australia, but his mom sends him to go find his doctor. He wears a mask so that the women don't see him, but he's kind of a dumbass. He takes the mask off. He ends up finding his sister, but she's in this really radical... They cut off one of their tits.
Okay.
So they can shoot bow and arrows better.
I'm sorry? So, oh, no, shit, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because the friction, like, yeah, it's just a solid... That makes sense, dude. So fucked up as that sounds.
Like, she's, like, hardcore into this thing.
Wow.
They want to kill all men. And then he's the last one, so they're tracing him, finding him, fighting him.
That sounds like my life already.
They really want to kill him. He ends up with a couple characters that you start liking. A bodyguard, okay. 355 is her name.
Okay.
I like them. It's real catchy. He ends up in this town. And what happened was it was a prison down the street, and mm-hmm. it was one of those women's...
Facility.
Okay. And they took over the town, and it's all governed really well, but, you know, he kind of falls in love with this chick. His sister fucking shoots her with the bow and arrow, kills her, and they start fighting, and then what happens is they keep some of the crazies, because, you know, she finally found them.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets out, obviously. And it ends there. So there's a lot of different stuff going on. It actually ends with a... I don't want to spoil it if you're going to read it, so I won't...
No. Well, I mean, it's Brian K. Vaughan, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's the guy who writes fucking Saga anyways, dude.
It's all dialogue.
And it's old. Spoil it if... I mean, or it's you're leaving it intriguing enough for any of our listeners that haven't read it yet. So
the very end, they go into space, and there's a spaceship.
Mm.
And then there's a woman. Oh man, there's nobody's fucking, you know, Apollo or whatever.
Mm.
And there's two dudes.
Okay, really?
In the spaceship, so they're at an outer space.
Do they know what's going
on? They don't know what's going on, but there's only three men alive. Two in space, and one down here. So it's just a really cliffhanger. Like, what the fuck
are they? Interesting, dude. I think you sold me on that.
It's really
and
good.
So many people have been trying to tell me about it, and even the people that
it's an easy read. Yeah. All dialogue.
I even had people tell me, like, dude, I'm not into comics, and I've read that before. It's just, and people told me, like, dude, this sounds like fucking, like, it would be you. You would get a kick out of it.
I like it. I'm gonna keep collecting. Cool. I think there's like
20 volumes.
Five more volumes.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. I like that, dude. All right, cool. What compelled you to buy it, or will...
I was looking online trying to find some good deals, and I found it on Amazon for, like, what, $20?
That's not bad at all, dude, for fucking that.
For that, for the first 10 issues.
That's
and,
not bad. And that's fucking straight-up hardback, fucking deluxe hardback.
Yeah, I mean, I mean even, like, the very beginning, the best graphic novel ever read, Stephen King's.
Oh, there you go.
So, I like it. It's kind of a... It's not as nice like the
pages.
The pages. It's fucking DC. It's vertical.
It's
vertical. So you get that. You lose.
Ah.
You lose it in the gutter. That's what they call it. In the middle of the book, it's called the gutter.
Oh.
And the way DC and vertical makes their books, they glue the pages into the spine.
Yeah.
And you lose it. I fucking hate DC for these.
Wow. Guys.
I want to kill them.
All right.
Every day.
That's the best thing I've heard. I mean, it sounds like a great fucking title. I didn't realize that about fucking DC's hardback.
Yeah, you have to... When you read it, you're gonna... If you can't...
You literally have to go page by page.
Yeah, because it'll go by itself.
I did not know that. Now, listeners, if... That makes perfect sense. I never realized that about fucking DC. But it makes sense about DC. They would fucking cut corners here or there.
Marvel's books
are solid. Their omnibuses are like... You can blow them up and they won't fucking... They're still fine.
Fucking bend it and throw it. I mean, I don't know why
they do it. Interesting. So to top things off, it was great. It's vertical / DC, but it's just the fucking... The way the product was made. Wow!
But it's a good book.
Okay.
I would pick it up. I mean,
okay, awesome, dude. I like that. I never realized that about DC. Okay, man. My next review is going to be way quick, dude. It's going to be Daredevil number 3. Charles Soule is the writer... Ron Garney is the artist. Matt Mila is the inker, which is this comic.
The colors and everything
were so really vibrant, gorgeous. It looks like fucking Frank Miller-ish, but a different take on Frank Miller's art. I think Frank Miller hates this kid because he's like, fuck. He should be impressed by this kid's fucking art, dude. Anyways, it just starts off pretty much the Hand going after the Ten Finger crew. So, Ten Finger, the main guy, stole something from the Hand, and the Hand army is here to fight now. The Ten Finger crew army. Daredevil happens to be in the mix because he shows up with Blindside prior issue, and Daredevil is put in that spot where it's like, fuck, which side, who do I fucking back up? He's a prosecutor now, so he's like, fuck, I kind of have to keep this asshole alive to put him in jail. Mm-hmm. And the Hand hates him too anyways. So it's pretty much him backing up the Ten Finger crew to combat them. And Blind Spot kind of shining and like helping out Daredevil. Although Daredevil's whole inner monologue is nice because it's Matt Murdock like, fuck, what are you guys after? What do you guys want? The arts, the fight scenes, blood, fucking swords, arms getting chopped off, people getting stabbed was just lovely. Daredevil fucking stabbing people with his fucking Ascara was fucking dope to see. Like, just fucking, it was a cool, fun, darker Daredevil. Fight scenes.
I did like how Ted Fingers was once part of the Hand, and they're like, and you're a fucking traitor.
Yep. That's why we're here. He stole something from us. Yeah. And Daredevil gets that information, and he's like, okay, cool. So I got that piece of information. The Hand starts disappearing. He's like, fuck, I don't want this. And he's like, actually, no, I need them to get the fuck out of here. Like, people were dying. Straight up. Both sides. They were fucking each other up, which was, again, great fight scenes. Next day, Daredevil goes to work, or next night he goes to work, and he comes across his boss at his fucking new attorney office or prosecuting office. It's like, you know, you had one job was to take care of the guy who's going to testify against Ten Fingers, and you let him get away, and he doesn't even want to testify anymore, so you get demoted. That's pretty much what it is. Him going back to work, and he goes to his office, and his assistant's like, well, somebody's here to see you. And it's like, hi, we've never had the pleasure of meeting before, and it's Ten Fingers, so now he might have to defend. I don't want to say defend. Great, again, Charles is dope, dude. He's fucking, I liked it a lot. The art, the ink is fucking gorgeous. I'm going to go short on that, but it
works really well.
Yeah, go for it, man. Anywhere you want to go?
Let's see. Well, I think we're going to double team
Old Man Logan. It's got to be quick, yeah. Actually, no, it doesn't have to be quick. You're back, dude.
Yeah, we'll do Old Man Logan. I guess I liked it a lot.
The art, dude, is fucking pretty fucking dope.
Yeah, the art, you kind of get, after the first couple pages, you get used to it. It's really good.
Yeah.
You know,
Jeff Lemire is the writer on this one, dude. Andrea Sorrentino was the artist, dude. Miolo is pretty fucking dope, dude.
Yeah.
The art's really good.
We get a Terminator, he even looks like Terminator, a Terminator-style Wolverine coming
Waking up in current time.
Yeah. Fucking junk hanging out and everything. In current time, and he's kind of like, you know, what's tripping out on.
He's from the future, his own future, and right off the bat, he gets attacked by police.
Policeman, they taser him, he fucks them up. No, easy breezy for these guys. He goes, fuck, I need fucking clothes, you know, he takes some clothes, and we get a lot of backstory. I don't know if this was in
the original, not even old,
the Secret Wars type thing where
it was this background.
Okay.
But the original Old Man Logan series, it was still the same background, but him being more of a loner type of guy, which again, he's a loner, because even we get backstory on Old Man Logan finally gets away. He finds this. He's sniffing out apartments. Like, I need to figure out the one that, you know, the apartment that's
empty. I need some fucking clothes.
Yeah, straight up.
He picks up a hat with a NY New York,
and it reminds him of his kid. And
which is kind
of
fucked up, you know, the way the situation.
And then he gets a flashback of like how Hulk rules the future.
Mm-hmm.
And how different clans have started. All the superheroes have fucking died because Hulk has killed fucking all the superheroes.
So it's kind of like a Mad Max type of
Wolverine. Yeah,
he goes into town with his kid. This is about backstory.
So he's got a daughter, he's got a kid, he's got a wife, and they just live in a fucking small shack anyways, but they really have to barter, like you said, Mad Max
with food and shit like that.
Yeah. And they'll go for it. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you know, they go, he tries to barter, and of course there's gonna be trouble. Wherever Wolverine is, there's trouble. And these guys are like, oh, look at this old motherfucker, you know. I forgot his name. His name is the bad guy.
Oh, yes, yes.
Raiden? The fuck?
No. Go for it.
Yeah, they start shit with him. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, you're a fucking pussy. Fucking takes his fucking kid's hat. You know, really trying to egg a fight on.
And he even fucking slaps his fucking
kid. Yeah, he slaps his kid in the face. And Wolverine's ready to go, but he backs off.
He turns the other fucking cheek. Like, it's like...
It's fucked up. His kid turned the other cheek, too.
Yeah, well, fuck, dude. He made him... Yeah, which is... Yeah, that's why I don't like it. It's like... But again, it's old man Logan, like...
Well, he explains why.
He explains why, dude.
He goes, the kid's all like, how come you didn't hit him? And
he's back, like, Dad, you used to be a superhero. Like, how come you just don't stop them?
Well, because they're coming back and kill their whole fucking family. Yeah. Which eventually he fucking does.
Which he does,
This crew. And so I do like this panel where he gets a pin in the now time. He starts writing down names.
Yeah. Of like, he realizes he's in a world that's not his. And he doesn't know his future now has been changed, right?
Right.
Because he's in a different world now. Or different unit. Anyways, with the whole Secret Wars now, he's in our world. 616, so... The list he makes... He goes right after the first person on the list.
And he's busting heads. I do like the...
Classic throwback to Dark Knight Returns. Dark Knight,
which was pretty cool.
That was a nice touch. I'm like, that's nice.
So he's on the... I don't know if he thinks he's confused. Where like... Does he really think that this guy is the guy from the past? Or does he know it's from the future? It doesn't really...
I think he's still confused. Okay. Like, he knows the people from his future. But I think that's a key thing from his future.
Butcher is his name.
Yeah. He knows this guy and what he does to his kids. So now, it's weird because it almost seems like he's in a dream state too. Because he's like, I realize why I was put here now. To avenge everything that was supposed to happen.
On these guys that actually did not do anything.
Yeah, are going to die. Right. Yeah.
And this book is very violent.
And I love when people are getting arm slashed, the color pages, the panels change. Like, if you're going to get your arm chopped off, it's going to be in... Like, it's
red.
Okay, yeah.
And then they show green, and they have a little box where the hands...
The coloring is fucking gorgeous, dude. The inks are fucking dope, dude. Even the art is fucking pretty dope, dude.
He does the, to the neck, like, saber-tooth status. Remember he used to always do that?
Yep.
And he uses all three.
Yeah.
And...
He's not holding back at all.
No, he is not. No. He's pissed, and he's ready to go. He kills him. And if you have a list, what do? You scratch off the...
Person number one, next. And the people he has on his list is interesting. It's not his future. The next person is a person he think... I liked it.
I liked it.
It's dark.
We got Banner next. It's kind of dark,
yeah. Mysterio, the last one on the list, Mysterio. Throws me off. Mysterio was the first person. He's a Spider-Man fucking villain. Fucking the...
Oh, the dome, the fucking dome head, right? Yeah. So we got Banner next.
Yeah. Mysterio, then Red Skull next. Which
I do like his blood over his hands, over the pencil.
Oh, yeah. Again, the art is lovely by Andrea Sorrentino, Marcelo, I'm sorry, Maiolo. Great ink, too.
It was a good book.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to go buy the number one.
Yeah. You know? Well, actually, I loved it.
Oh, yeah, we did
buy it. I think that was one of the book of the week.
But I thought it was good.
My book of the week.
Yeah, for sure.
Far, dude. East of fucking West, number 24. Dude. Jonathan Hickman, the writer. Nick Dragotta, the artist. Frank Martin is the inker. Pretty much starts off right off the bat, dude. Somebody getting...
Literally yelling. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat, yeah. Right. Some guy yelling, and some guy telling him, dude, be quiet. I'm working fucking here.
You're chosen.
Yeah.
You're chosen for this.
Yeah. Very morbid, very twisted. And the first few pages, I'm like... What the fuck's going on?
Right, me too.
And it's like, okay, you have this guy shackled up, but how or why? Now, East of West has been doing so good about introducing new characters. This is the Prophet, I guess.
Yes.
He's the Prophet.
They made him into the... Yeah. He has his
and he's
beast.
One who sends the message to different people. Now, again, once we get the full pictures of the first few panels is this Prophet is literally... slicing off the back of people and literally writing
that's, they didn't have paper back then because I remember that's how they used to make hardbacks too, like with human skin.
With human skin.
So
he's literally writing scrolls
like memos.
The message or the new message.
Yeah, the new message.
To seven people, And this giant creature he has, he's like, okay, can you find them all? Yeah. So this creature eats the man. And his back again. You can see his muscles, his tendons. Like, yeah. It's just fucking lovely. The art's fucking great. The pictures of everyone's face and eyes, like, the pain. Like, it's, like, just great by Nick Trigoda. So this creature eats the man. And out come little minion creatures. Little
like mini bats, dragons.
Or
like
little, is, if you guys know the max. Yeah. Minion creatures, and they go off flying.
Like pigeon.
Pigeon carriers. Pigeon carriers. That's a nice way to put it. And demented. And they send them off to seven people we don't know yet.
Right.
So throughout the comic now, it's literally different people getting these scrolls. So we get Archibald gets one of them. We get one of the Seven Nation, the younger kid.
Right.
That fucking kind of, you know, said, fuck you, Pops. Don't want any part of this. The president now.
President.
Which is, she's part of the fucking, the horseman type crew.
I like how she shot the fucking...
Zhao Ling. It goes to Zhao Ling's fucking territory, and she's like, nope. She's like, bring that to me.
Like, that was pretty bad. I like that.
Yeah. So she's on top of her game anyways. One of them went to the fucking, the kids.
Oh, yeah. They weren't happy. Were they happy?
Well, this was the thing. Now,
so like, who the fuck is this guy?
Now, the prophet says in his dialogue in the beginning of the issue, he says, each of the scrolls go to a specific person. But once they read it, that's their specific message. But they're different messages for each person.
Oh, okay. So
there's seven of them out there. And so that's what I'm trying to figure out the math on this. Because I'm like, okay, it went to the kids. It went to fucking Archibald. It went to Zhao Ling. It went to fucking the president. That's three.
Mm-hmm.
One of the pigeons was shot down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but again, back to the kids before we get there. Is the kids go back to where they were born?
Back to the pillars?
Yes. And they do some voodoo shit. And they had to kill a certain amount of people and get certain, I don't want to say products, but certain things for this
ritual.
Ritual. And they are able to respawn again. But it looks like they're getting molded into something more than what they were before. I mean, there are three kids right now.
Mm-hmm.
Famine, death, pestilence, right?
Right.
And death is the only one who's a full adult, or has been from the beginning of the series. So, again, these kids are... We see them growing, like, again, like... I don't want to say enhancing their abilities, necessarily.
They're evolving.
Totally okay. Evolving. So to see that panel was fucking kind of nuts, dude. They got one of the messages. And then we see, see, again, the art's great, dude, and they're not even bickering, they're arguing. It's like, I hate this fucking step of the process. It's like, yeah, but we need to do this. He's like, yeah, I just hate fucking these people.
It's kind of like a cocoon. They're cocooned into some kind of, like, mud or whatever they made. Yeah. So we don't...
Again, which, like, you said it perfect, like a cocoon, which is going to turn them into what? I'm thinking adults. I mean, even the size of them, they...
Badasses?
Exactly. Now, if death is a badass alone, like, and he was able to stop them before using Zhao Lin as bait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cool now because we see one of the messages goes to fucking Coyote or Wolf.
Wolf.
And this is what probably best part of the book is.
Oh, yeah, the very end where he has to, like, make a choice.
Yeah, and it's cool because Wolf tells him, like, we received a message. He's like, I just want to let you guys... And Death being so... I don't want to say friendly, but like a...
I think he's more...
Vulnerable.
Vulnerable and
the whole truth. Comic, he's been fucking vulnerable, though. He's like, okay, they fucked me over with my wife. My wife hates me because I lost my kid. Yeah. And I'm trying to fight for my kid. And everyone keeps shitting on me. But he's Death. So that's why I love the title. So he's like telling Wolf now as a friend, he's like, dude... I fucking need your fucking...
Yeah, I really can't do this without you.
Yeah, which is lovely, right? And I love how Coyote's response is like, we got the message. I have to say my goodbyes too. But we will be back. Don't worry.
It's fucked up, right?
No.
I mean, no, I feel like...
Kind of like he should have been there. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's sad. I feel sad.
No, yeah, same here. And it reminded me of fucking Doc and White.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Like, he's like... dude, I will be back for you, but I have to handle business now. Which I respect, because it's like anyone asking your best friend, like, and we don't even know they're best friends yet, but they...
They back each other up from the very beginning of the books.
Exactly. And so hardcore, and he's like, I have to say goodbye, or I have to do whatever he has to do. I'm curious to see what he's going to do. And then at that time, Raven comes up.
And, I like Raven, dude.
And she killed herself, one of the pigeons, the devil pigeons. And she's like, you know, I just want to let you know, I had a dream about you the other night. She's like, I dream all the time. Yeah, that kind of dream. She's like, I dream about you all the time, and they don't always end up well. But I saw every time I have a dream, my vision comes true. And she's like, even though we're leaving now, like, you will... several things are going to happen. You're going to find your son.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to face the rest of the horsemen once again. But this time, you know... And she said something interesting, like, you know, you're stupid for doing it. She's like, I've seen things not yet happen and not as they are, but firm in what they will be. You will find your son, Grey Walker. I know it, just as I know you will once again, blind with rage, face those who took him from you. When you do, remember these words on this and the smile on my face. And it's just cool. The last thing she says, as you kill them all.
See,
it's fucked up.
It's
redemption. It's,
yeah.
But
coming from her too, and as she's leaving with Wolf, is very powerful. It's just like, you've been with these guys for like how many issues?
26.
26
man.
Issues.
24.
And they're like a
3-man unit.
Yeah, they don't fuck around.
Like, it would be a fair fight. Actually, I don't think it would.
No, these guys are, they don't fuck around. Because if
the kids get evolved to adulthood,
that's gonna have problems.
Yeah. And if he has to face them right off the bat alone, he's fucked.
Yeah, he's gonna have problems.
And everyone hates death anyways. And everyone wants to kill death. Like, everything. So fucked up. But yeah, so fucking good.
Hickman is just king.
Great, great. I'm glad he left Marvel. If he can focus more on this for me, dude, I'm loving it. The art, again, Nick Jagroda, Frank Martin, the inker, so lovely. And then we come across the last pages, another fucking bat gets killed. And it's the sheriff holding the mantle of, no, like, we need to set things right. And there's always been that sheriff with the mask, the oxygen mask type of deal, and the glasses, which looks odd.
Homeboy, the sniper, good. Right? Fucking 5 miles away.
Yes, 20 miles away. Next town over. Book of the week. I mean, I loved it.
This
the
book way had started, a lot of meat on it. It had a lot of plots.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Yeah, yeah. Book of the week, dude. I love the fuck out of East of West. All right, man. That's all I got for that. Man, thanks for backing me up on that.
It was good.
That was fucking fun, dude.
Loved it.
How far did we go this time?
Man, we did all right.
Well, good to have you back.
Yeah, man. It's good times. And I miss talking about comics.
Football.
And it's good times. I mean, cool, hanging out with you, it's good times.
Yeah, definitely, dude. Fuck. All right, man. That couldn't go another hour.
Margo can't go another
hour. No, that's good, man. All right, dude. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. You guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.com, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com, Wicked Radio Network, Renegade Radio Network, nerdbomb.com. We love those guys. And you guys can commercials?
Yeah, go to our website. On our website.
TheComicSyndicate.com. TheComicSyndicate.com.
TheComicSyndicate.com. We got our Amazon bye-bye stuff. We get a little piece. It's all adding up, so it's doing really well.
Thank you guys for supporting us. Also support us. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher.
Rate
share
us.
The podcast, guys. Like, straight up, share the podcast. Each week, if you guys can give the podcast to one person, dude, we know we're all over the place, but shit, we're better than a lot of fucking shit that's going on right now. Straight.
Yeah, hit up you know, our buddies from Wicked Radio, Nerdbong.com, Renegade Radio. We're on those. Great guys, great.
They're
podcasts.
All fucking cool as fuck too, dude.
Our new friends.
Yes, dude. Boozing. I'm sorry. Comics and Boozing.
Yeah, I think it's at Comic and Boozing.
Comics and Boozing. Yeah.
Well, I will put it on our Podbean site for sure.
Yeah, guys. Most definitely. Dude. Actually, no. I'm sorry, dude. At Comics Boozing Profanity. And you know what, dude? They're fucking good, dude. I like people who have enough balls to fucking talk shit on
me. Yeah, for sure.
And they fucking go at it. I thought... No, we're still harsher by far.
Well, they're only level episodes in, so they can get harsher. They'll get there.
But a lot of podcasts are like, let's spread the love and let's say everything's good. Well, guess what? Fucking in life, everything's
not nothing's good. All right.
Like, you know, we just destroyed DC tonight.
I hate DC. I fucking hate
you're DC. Wearing a fucking Superman shirt.
I know. I'm wearing so if you're, when you're a fat guy, shirts are very limited.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening to us. Again, share the podcast. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher. Hit us up on Instagram. You guys can find me at comic_syndicate. And you guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter, and you guys can find us at Comic Syndicate right. 1 on Instagram, Twitter.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter, Mem the Beaner, and you guys can find me on Facebook at the Comic Syndicate.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think of the crew back together again. Let us know if we're worse or better off. I can go solo.
I can go to sleep.
All right, guys, we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.